Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Boogie check.
At a fine town it is too. Good evening, Boogie Checkers, and a good evening to you. Tis I, John Landecker, host and creator of the Boogie Check of Life. Are you a functional unit? Can you communicate telephonically? Well, then, stop what you're doing and give me a call at 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's the number. Got to be on the line. Got to be on the air. And what did I call this thing again? Oh, yes. The Boogie Check of Life. So let me restate. That means that anything that happens in life can happen on the Boogie Check. But I'm not going to put it there. That's your job. 312-981-7200. And as we move along, many of you Boogie Checkers know that it's now the time that I plug the Bob Surratt program to tell you that every morning in the first half hour of Bob's wonderful morning program, he takes the first caller and gives them a prize. And so I have ripped him off and therefore will execute his bit right now. First caller, 312-981-7200, will win a prize. That is correct. 312-981-7200. Is that a winner that I'm looking at? Joel, hello.
Hey, John. Hey, just wanted to weigh in on the Seattle Kraken thing. I have a conspiracy theory. Now, of course, the Kraken would have been more of an East Coast thing than the West Coast thing coming from Scandinavia.
Well, hold on, Joel. Let me reset this. And for people who are just tuning in, Seattle has a new team in the NHL in there, the Seattle Kraken. And we were talking about that. And then go ahead, Joel, now that I've done the backstory.
Right, yeah. And so, of course, you alluded to the Kraken being a Scandinavian thing, which would be more of an East Coast thing. I believe Seattle has the hockey team has a more appropriate name in their back pocket. And they are going to sell their name to someone from the East Coast. So,
now
on
wait.
The East Coast, there.
Yeah, go on. I'm sorry. Go on. Yeah, go on.
Stay with me, John.
I am.
The East Coast is an NFL team that does not have a name yet, if I'm not mistaken.
You are correct.
Okay. And now, could they possibly have a more appropriate Pacific name in their back pocket, such as possibly that would more flow better than Seattle Kraken? Perhaps a Seattle Tsunami?
Ooh, I like that.
That's all.
Too negative.
The NHL teams, it's expansion teams, they need money. And that's a league that doesn't make as much money.
I like the idea of a conspiracy theory, but, they've already sunk a whole bunch of money into cracking this and cracking that. So they'd have to redo the entire insignia, team name, jerseys, you name it.
Yeah, but I think you said
NFL has tons of money. They could more than make up for that. And then some.
You think the NFL will buy the team named Kraken for the Washington football team?
Well, it would make at least they'll have a name.
Yeah, good point. Good point.
All right. Well, Joel, you've brought a lot to ponder. But you are also the first caller, so therefore you win a prize. You get you're very welcome. A desktop weather station from American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling, the 60-Minute Man. Visit AmericanWeathermakers.com. All right, Joel, stay on the line there so that the producer, Tom Hush, can get all the information that's needed to get you your prize. 312-981-7200. That is the telephone number to get on the Boogular Check of Life. Car. Is it car? No. They hung up? Oh. 312-981-7200. That would be the phone number of record to participate in this evening's Boogie Check. 312-981-7200. Let's see. What are we going to do to kill time? Bob!
Hello, Bob.
Jeff. Oh, it's yes. Bob with the capital B. What's going on?
I had the perfect name for that team out on the East Coast that has no name.
Yes, what's that name?
The Washington Treaty Breakers.
How about the Washington Imperialists?
No, because Washington has been breaking treaties.
Yeah, I know.
Ever since they moved out of Philly. So
yep.
Let's just call them what they are.
That's all right. All right, Bob.
And not only that, the indigenous population in this country will love it.
That's true. All right, Bob.
Yes. All people, right, John.
Thanks, Bob.
Have a good night. You too.
Things to ponder. That's right. 312-981-7200. Joanne.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
I love listening to you. I guess I don't usually listen at this particular time because I don't know what the boogie tech is, but I thought I'd call in.
Well, I don't have time. Well, it really is nothing, quite frankly.
Oh.
It was done.
Just talk about whatever is on your mind.
Yeah. That's what it is now. It started... a long, long time ago.
A long time ago. No, I know that. I got to tell you, I just love listening to you.
Well, thanks.
You and Bob are just the best.
Oh, thank you, Joanne. I'll pass that along to Bob.
I love this. The music you play, I just think it's great. So how's that for a boogie check?
It's awesome, Joanne. Thanks for calling. All right.
You're welcome.
Hey, I think my relative is a Kaz.
Hey there, Johnny.
Yeah, it's my uncle Kaz.
That's right. And, you know, once again, I always like to say, you know, for full disclosure, I'm not really your uncle, but it's a term of endearment.
Right, of course.
You know,
yes.
You, me, and Meryl Streep, you know, we're all together there.
What's on your mind, Kaz?
I wanted to just call you. I was a little depressed. I thought maybe you could cheer me up a little.
Well, I'll try. You
know, I fell off the Cubs bandwagon earlier this year, skinned up my knees.
Yes,
then I got on the White Sox bandwagon and skinned them off again. It was like falling on the steel bridge at the Bishop Ford there. You know, it was wasn't good. And then... You know, so I'm thinking of getting into the hockey. What do you think? You know,
that's
going to be exciting.
You bet. I'd go all in on the hockey.
Go all in on Seattle there, Kaz.
The Seattle Kraken.
Well, you know, I heard about this now. ESPN, I guess, has got the hockey now back for the first time in, like, I don't know, 15 years or something.
Really?
And the first game is, like, the Penguins and the Lightning. And then I heard the late game in Las Vegas is now might be canceled because there's a Kraken to ice.
That'll be the first of many.
Can I ask you a question, Kaz?
Hey, go ahead there. What's your name?
That's what.
Good old, what's
his
face?
Please,
his face?
Don't wear it out.
Face.
Now, I'm curious because there was this show that ran very shortly from 1978 to 1979 that was also called Kaz, starring Ron Liebman as Martin Kaz Kaczynski. Is that in any way based off your life? He was a former convict who became a criminal defense attorney.
Oh, that's exactly what Kaz is. He's a former convict. He's half of that.
Yeah, he did some time in
Joliet. Yeah, he's a former convict, but he's not an attorney.
Well, John, you got it the wrong way there. They actually they did it. They straightened it around to be better TV. But actually, my life was that I was an attorney and I turned into a convict.
I've heard of that happening, as a matter of fact. Yeah.
And it's not pretty.
No.
Not pretty at all there, you know, because I think it was green is the new orange or something like that. I had that idea, too, and they changed the colors and stole the idea from me. You know, it always happens.
But it's still prison. Thanks for calling, Kaz. Thank you very much. Oh, it's pleasure when Kaz checks in. What was that TV show you were talking about?
It's called Kaz.
When was it on?
From September of 1978 to April of 1979, starring Ron Liebman.
Well, that's not a very long run.
No, I don't. It didn't seem to do very well. But I've never heard of it. It was kind of great, though, because basically what he would do is, as a former convict turned defense attorney, he would demonstrate how they would commit the crime and how it didn't fit with, you know, who they were trying to pin it on, right? So, say they're trying to put some guy away for stealing car radios. He would go out and be like, excuse me, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, as you can clearly see, they said that they stole the car radio from a 1975, you know, Pontiac, but as you can clearly see, and he'd like try to break into it, try to use his criminal skills and be like, it is impossible for him to have stolen this car radio because he did not have the proper tools to break into this specific 1975 Pontiac.
How do you know all this?
A good friend of mine used to talk about Kaz a lot.
But this is way before you were even born.
Well, this friend of mine goes back to well before I was born. Yeah, he told me all about Kaz with Ron.
Oh, so you know another old person other than me?
Yeah, you know, at least one other. You know,
oh, okay.
Because I wouldn't call you old. I'd say distinguished.
Oh,
experienced.
Oh, yes.
You know, it's a
creaky. Cranky?
No.
Occasionally, maybe.
I'm not cranky. No.
He's never once raised his voice to me. Never.
But I will say John is tougher than he thinks he is.
Why is that?
Because you had both knees replaced at the same time and were sitting in a studio doing your show with both legs wrapped at the knees in ice packs.
That would be true.
I know. Yep.
Yeah.
You're tougher than you think you are.
That's a man of character.
You know, the surgeon said, you know, we could do both knees at the same time. And I said, really? He said, other than that, we would do one knee and then wait months and months and then do the other knee. And I'm like, why would I want to do this twice? So I went for a twofer.
Did they give you a half off, you know, get one, you do one, get the other one free?
No.
Yeah.
These doctors and surgeons always trying to make a quick buck.
You don't get deals like that.
I'll tell you, you know what I thought was the coolest part of it was the rehab. Because they don't use any drugs. There's no medical medicine involved. It's just physical therapy. And I'm telling you, they know what they're doing.
Very smart individuals.
It's really cool.
Now, did you get the original knees? Did you get to keep the old knees? Put them in at the tail end of the baby book. You know, knee replacement.
Tom, you need help.
I think they're over at the Field Museum.
Now, here, children, you can take a look at some ancient man's knees.